Mishnah Zayin, the halacha is that in general it is forbidden to cry out to Hashem and to request things from Hashem and plea for help on Shabbos or Yom Tov. These are days of rest, it's supposed to be more of a focus on spiritual pursuits, and so in general it's forbidden to ask for things on Shabbos. However, if it's an emergency, then it's permitted, and that is the focus of this Mishnah, Eilu Masriim b'Shabbos. For the following things we can cry out to Hashem even on Shabbos. Although Masriin in general refers to blowing the shofar, in this case this only refers to actually crying out to Hashem, davening to Hashem, because the shofar certainly cannot be blown on Shabbos. Firstly, Al Irsha Kifuho Goyim, a city which is being surrounded by a non-Jewish army. If a city is under siege, a Nohor, if it's being surrounded by a river, if there's a danger of a flood, Valas Finah Mitarefis Bayom, if there is a ship which is being sort of torn apart in the sea, if there's a big storm, and there's a serious danger of this ship capsizing, so people who hear about this can and should cry out in prayer on Shabbos itself. Now, interestingly, Rabbi Yossi says, Le'ezra, it is permitted to cry out for help, to try and gather as many people as you can, perhaps, and to really just cry for help in order to save the lives of these people. This is certainly permitted, because this is a matter of life and death. However, the Lolitz Okla is still forbidden to cry out to Hashem in request, since we are not certain that Hashem will answer our tefillas in this case. And so it is not permitted to request things from Hashem. The only thing we can do is to cry out for other people to help, and to do what we can to save these people's lives. Now Shimon HaTimni adds another danger onto the list. Shimon HaTimni says, even for a disease, a plague of people dying, that is also a reason to be able to request things from Hashem, since it is also considered to be an emergency on Shabbos.